My name is Ben Downs. I'm the chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Hunter Goodwin is the chairman of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. This was a cooperative project between the two of us, the two organizations. When the decision was made to remodel, refresh, or rebuild Kyle Field, I think we all know we were pretty excited about that. And we saw all of the new people that would be coming, all the new people in the seats there. Then the specter of moving the home games outside of Brazos County during the renovation was brought forward, and suddenly things weren't quite so funny anymore. I think that the word that I heard most when we were talking about this was devastating impact. And if we're going to represent the business and tourism community of Bryan College Station, we really need to know what we're talking about if we're going to be talking about these numbers. The numbers that we're going to show you today come in a couple of flavors. One is the economic impact of home football games at Texas A&M and in Brazos County. The other numbers that we're going to be talking about are the losses. So the two numbers are not the same, and I think it's important that you keep that in mind as we go through and show you all of these pieces of the puzzle that we're looking at. The other thing that I think you should know is that everybody has a number. There are people, you'll hear that the economic impact will be $10 million, $100 million, $50 million, $17 million, but we wanted to come up with an actual and a real number because we're going to have this discussion and we want to try to influence decision making. And as we know, anybody can say anything. People say, we're going to lose a lot in taxes, there are going to be many people out of work if the games move out of Brazos County. Some businesses will go under, some charities will suffer. So we commissioned a study to look at the home game impacts on our community and come up with the real numbers so that we could replace the minis and the lot of and the sums with actual numbers. We interviewed a group of people, a group of companies, but outside of the study guidelines that we had, there were some rules. And the rules that we gave them, first of all, the biggest rule we had was that the methods have to be defensible. Other people we know will have their own numbers, and the research must present findings that are bulletproof when they're brought under fire. We also told them the process had to be transparent. Other than the names of the other companies that proposed this project, everything that was done is open for question. You're welcome to ask questions of any part of the process. We all agreed that no numbers can be pulled out of a hat. If we say this number is there, you have to be able to back it up with the data cells, you have to be able to back it up with where the numbers came from, and you have to back up the math as well. These numbers have to stand up no matter who proposes a challenge to them, and that was the main purpose of this. We wanted to have numbers that when we talked about economic losses and economic impacts, that if anyone challenged that number, we would be able to say, well, no, our number is the right one, and then be able to show why that is. The numbers also had to be conservative. The study had to be based on the conservative side. I think we've all heard the multiples and things like that. You hear things like a dollar turns over seven times in a community before it leaves and all. That's a good number, or as I call it, a good Chamber of Commerce number. But we wanted to get the real number, and the number that we used, for example, in the multiples you'll see is considerably less than that because we wanted these numbers to be conservative and numbers that you could, as I said, take to the bank.